Chris Haley is the director of the study of the legacy of slavery in Maryland at the Maryland State Archives Research Department, a genealogist, historian, researcher, actor, and the nephew of the late Alex Haley, author of the 1976 novel and TV miniseries Roots. Chris Haley speaks often in schools across the state on African American history, self-empowerment, and genealogy. When talking to elementary students, he provides this reflection: no matter how young you are already a documented part of history.
You are historic on the day you are born. You are historic on the day you are born because, regardless of your gender, nationality, birthplace, and despite whichever minute, hour, day, or night you have come to be, your entrance to the human race is documented. Your life is noted, not just to mark your first ear-shattering declaration that you have arrived, but to validate and preserve your significance and your value for hundreds of future descendants who, in this, your magical moment, have no idea they will even come to be. When times get hard, we sometimes question our worth, our earthly purpose. We wonder why the Creator put breath in our lungs to scream or blood in our veins to spill if not on behalf of some cause. Is our presence intended to change the course of mankind, or is it just a fluke of nature produced by an unpredictable but inevitable reproductive process? Whatever it is, I have come to believe after many years of harboring and nurturing a genealogical heart that we as human beings matter, no matter what. No matter how many times we are not picked to play on somebody's team at recess, we count. No matter how many job interviews we endure or auditions we perform and only receive a polite thank you, in return, we register. If we never win a lottery or find an elusive pot of gold to allow us to live like the Rockefellers, the DuPonts, or the George Jeffersons, we matter. In classrooms, I now tell children as young as 5 and 6 that there is already a piece of paper with their name on it that will last for hundreds and thousands of years. It is so important that even the President of the United States has one. It is their birth certificate. I tell them that their birth certificate will be saved for people to see forever. I tell them we all have these pieces of paper, and just like so many of us, these papers often look different. There are different ones for every state, but they still matter. I tell them that since it is 2014 and they are 5 or 6 years old, there is even another piece of paper with their name on it that will be saved forever. It is called the federal census, and it is taken every 10 years. No matter who your parents are, what you look like, or what games you are good or not so good at playing, these pieces of paper with your names on them will be saved forever. Because no matter what you do or say today, you matter now. You will matter tomorrow. You will matter forever. So have fun, because you matter.
To learn more about the study of the legacy of slavery at the Maryland State Archives Research Department, visit slavery.msa.maryland.gov. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide educational nonprofit that uses the humanities, such as history and anthropology, to promote civic engagement and inform dialogue about critical issues. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council, for WYPR, your NPR news station.